USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence, destruction, and indiscriminate killing of civilians by Russian soldiers against its Ukrainian neighbor has entered its 13th day. Ukraine President Zelensky continues to defy Russian aggression and holds firm in the capital of Kyiv.
Here is Kyiv in the evening. I stay here in Kyiv at Vankova Street. I don't hide and I'm not afraid of anyone. I will stay here as long as it's necessary to win in our patriotic war.
Chicago Public Schools announced Monday masks will be optional for staff and students at schools and on school buses beginning March 14th. Now, the Chicago Teachers Union has filed an unfair labor practice charge with the State Labor Board Monday, demanding CPS mask mandates continue. Dolly Parton at the Country Music Awards last night in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I want us to send our love and hope to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The tornado that hit Iowa over the weekend was a big one.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that tore through an Iowa town and killed at least six people was an EF4. The National Weather Service saying the tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. stocks slid nearly 800 points Monday to close in a correction as surging oil prices deepened concerns about inflation and economic growth. The surge in the price of oil past $130 a barrel Monday was triggered by the possibility that the United States might bar crude imports from Russia. Oil prices steadied later in the day, but this morning, moderately higher prices are being seen. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
In the last 30 days, gasoline has jumped in price faster than it has ever jumped higher before at 57 cents. As Russia continues its war across Ukraine, the Biden administration continues to put $75 million a day into Russia's pocket in the form of oil purchases. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax is outraged.
You know, several things. This administration has been reactionary rather than preemptive during this entire process. We actually had a briefing of actually 5 weeks ago to talk about the crisis before it happens. And Secretary Blinken said, well, we'll do this if this happens. We'll do this if this happens. And the Republican monologue at that time is, why don't we do it before to help prevent some of these things? But what we're seeing, we really began this crisis the first day of Biden's presidency when he went over and cut out American independence of oil production. He shut down our pipeline. He stopped so much of our drilling on federal lands. And he, in essence, has enabled Vladimir Putin to do what he is doing today. He fed a war machine to the tune of, you know, $75 million. And then with what happened in Afghanistan, you know, that further emboldened Putin turned to his generals and said, look at how weak America is. Pull that invasion plan off the shelf and let's get going.
Queen Elizabeth II held an audience with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday in her first-person engagement since recovering from COVID-19. In all, the Queen has visited Canada more than 20 times over the years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.